The course has a few written assignments. Some are mandatory, some are optional. In this video, I will explain what are the requirements for written assignments, what kind of answers I'm looking for, and also what is the plagiarism policy of the course. Let's take a look. The written assignments are typically structured in a way that you're given a set of readings. Most of our methodological papers or book chapters or a book. And then you're given an empirical article. And your task is to evaluate the empirical article against what you read from the methodological material. Importantly, you need to write in your own words and explain how you understood the material. Paraphrasing is insufficient. So if you simply paraphrase, tell me what the material says without really explaining what do you think the material means, will not produce you a good grade. And I will give you personal feedback of all the assignments that you submit. Then we have a plagiarism policy. All submissions are checked with Turnitin. And this is basically an automated plagiarism detection system. And the course requires that you apply the APA style for crediting sources. I'll show examples. And any non-trivial violation of plagiarism policy need to be redone twice. So you need to practice how you write in your own words, and you need to practice how to cite and quote properly. These are important writing skills for researchers, and you really need to be able to produce text that passes the threshold of not being rejected from a journal because of plagiarism, and this is one of the things that I hope to teach you during the course. Every year, there are one or two students who try to plagiarize, they get caught, and usually redoing the assignment, one assignment is enough, and the problem goes away. But this is something that you need to pay attention to. So every time when you cite something, include the citation, if you quote something, include quotation marks, and we follow the APA style. You can look at the APA publication manual for details if you're not sure how the APA style works. I also have a video on how to insert APA style citations using the Zotero reference management software on the course website. The grading is anonymous. So this is an important part. I want all the submissions to look the same. And this is important for two reasons. It is important for you because otherwise there is a small chance that if I have some kind of impression on how you have been doing in the class or on the forums, that could influence my grading. So it protects your submission grading from any kinds of biases because I don't know who you are. And it's also for me, I think it's more relaxing to grade something when I don't know whose work it is. One year my wife took the course and it was a bit, weird to grade her work, but with anonymous grading, that kind of problems won't happen. It's generally a good idea to keep the grades independent. Now, let's take a look at how the plagiarism system works and how do you view your feedback. When you have submitted something and I have graded it, then you can go to the Turnitin user interface to where you submitted your assignment first, and then there's this pen icon here, or pencil icon. Click on the pencil icon to view the comments, and that opens the Turnitin Grademark user interface. And this is what it looks like. So here is the parts marked red are potential plagiarism detected by the Turnitin system. And this is actual plagiarism because I simply typed this from the Singleton and Straits book. And this shows you two ways to fail the assignment. If you plagiarize, you copy, and you don't cite the source, that's going to be failed, and you need to redo. Then quote without explanation. If you simply, your answer is simply a quote from the book. You are saying that this is what the book said. That's not technically plagiarism, because you have the citation here, you have the page number here, and you have the quotation marks. So you will not be failed because of plagiarism, but most likely I will fail you because you did not fully complete the assignment. I'm not looking at, on a PhD level course, whether you can locate information from the book. I know that you all can. I'm rather looking at, can you process the information? How have you understood the information? And what are your thoughts on the things that you read? Instead of asking you, what does the book say? Paraphrasing the content, basically writing whatever Singleton and Strait says in different words, will give you a 1 point out of five. So I'm not looking at paraphrasing. I'm looking at, I want to see how you have understood things. And I also want to see your own reactions to the things that you read, your own reflections. Let's take a look at a couple of better ways to answer this question. So own explanation gives you 3 to 4 points out of five, depending on how good the explanation is. So instead of saying that this is how Singleton Straits define reliability, you say that this is how I understood reliability after reading Singleton Straits. If you want to get a five, which is more difficult to do, then you need to add something more. So you need to add some more of your own reflection. For example, can you find links between the different materials? Like in this example, there is a small contradiction between what Singleton and Straits say about reliability and what I say in one video. And if a student gives his or her opinion on who is right about that, then that increases your score. So I'm looking for original thinking instead of paraphrasing what the book said. Then I give you comments. I give you two kinds of comments. There's always a general comment. So this is like a general explanation of what I liked, what I did not like. And then I give specific comments. The specific comments are speed bubbles here. I might mark, these are kind of like stamps. I have stamped these parts being correct. And I have stamped this highlighted part to be a good observation. And the speech bubble here indicates that there are more comments available. When you click on the speech bubble, then you can see what additional things I've wrote about that part. Depending, if you paraphrase a lot, then I'll simply say here in the comment that this is paraphrase, no original thinking, and therefore not much to comment. But if you do these assignments well, expect to get lots of comments, and then you read through the comments and think them through, and then learning happens.